Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 4th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Joshua, chapters 1 to 3. The recipe for true success in our lives. The story of the Israelites continues after the death of Moses, when God appoints Joshua to govern instead of Moses and gives him instructions and encouragement to cross over Jordan River into the land of Canaan. The time has come for a new leadership to continue the work under God's direction. A wise leader does not completely abandon the past, but builds on the work already accomplished and progresses towards the future. Moses was mentioned 57 times in the book of Joshua, which is a good indication that his leadership was still revered and emulated. Just like Moses was mentioned twice as a servant of God in Joshua chapter 1 verses 1 and 2, Joshua was also mentioned as a servant of God in Joshua chapter 24 verse 29. We should note that the important person in the story is not the servant but the master. During the course of giving instructions and encouragement to Joshua, God also gives a recipe for true success, which is also very much meaningful for our lives. Number 1. God's favor and presence should be with us in everything that we do. God told Joshua in chapter 1 verse 5, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you." Our Lord Jesus has also promised to be with us always, no matter what. As we read in Matthew chapter 28 and the last part of verse number 20, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." In Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, it's written like this, "For he who is Jesus himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." Number 2, we should be strong and of good courage. In Joshua chapter 1 verses 6 and 7, God told Joshua like this, "Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you." We have also received a similar exhortation in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." To aid in that attitude, we are told to put on the whole armor of God and supplement with watchful prayer at all times. Number 3, we should read and continually meditate on God's word. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, the beginning portion, God told Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night." Bible reading and meditation is an integral part of God's recipe for true success. And number 4, we should do everything that God's word tells us to do. As we read in the second part of verse 8 of Joshua chapter 1, as God further told Joshua, "That you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." The book of the law can be equated to God's word for us. Total obedience in God's word will give us lasting and real success. We should note that Joshua was one of the few leaders of Israel who had an unblemished and successful leadership. God did truly great miracles through Joshua, like parting the Jordan River, toppling the walls of Jericho, and making the sun stand still. He was able to walk wisely as and when he followed God's instructions completely. God wants us also to obey his word completely and follow the recipe for true success. Then we will be able to walk wisely as well, as we read in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise."